Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. My co-host Barbara should be here soon, but until then, we have Dale and Richard. Are you both there?
I'm here.
Richard's here. Richard's going to be getting a new phone tomorrow, so. He has this weird thing where you can't hear me. You can only hear him on speaker. It's weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
I don't know what's,
Yeah. So what's going on?
Well, I mean, you know, I've been, my parents, today is my father's birthday.
Happy birthday for me.
But not
happy birthday.
Not only is it his birthday, it's also his marriage anniversary. He married my mom on on his birthday. And
how wonderful. Where's he gonna take her? Where's he going?
They went to Atlanta. they're going to be in Atlanta, and basically, our other house is in Atlanta, and they're only going to stay there for 2 days so that they can, you know, just have enough time to meet up with my aunts and uncles and everything. But actually, it's funny because my nephew, Van, the one that's just like on the spectrum, he is obsessed with Atlanta and, you know, he wants to go there. And he doesn't know that my parents are going to be in Atlanta. He's going to be in Atlanta, but he doesn't know. They're going to meet at a restaurant like right before they go because it's complicated. You know how it is. Kids, they mess up the house and everything. But something that we're doing, you know, they're doing they're giving me the speech about how everybody's getting older, and that can be very depressing. I mean,
yes, it can be. I mean, I know that. I just had a friend, a very best friend in Hawaii, and I kept calling her, and she always answers her phone. Her name is Margot, and she had an oceanfront house, and just super wonderful lady, and we used to have a lot of fun together, and I kept calling her, and it said they're not answering the phone right now, and I thought that'd be strange, and then I finally called, and it said the phone was disconnected, and I go, that's not my friend, something's wrong. So I looked up under Facebook, and there was an obituary for her. She died.
She had
a heart attack, and from what I understand, it devastated me, really devastated me, because we're such good friends. And in fact, she had one of those houses where the volcano took the whole house and put it in the volcano, you know? She lost her whole house on the last volcano thing. And then she moved, and then, you know, to pretty much around the same area, but, you know, she wasn't the type to have a heart attack, and it just kind of bugged me, you know, just upset me.
Right.
So
I know.
That was that. And I didn't want to think that of her, you know. I don't tune in to, like, my friends that way, but I knew she wasn't alive. And I have another friend I'm trying to get a hold of, and I can't get a hold of her. And I'm going, all these people were all getting older and living in Hawaii, and they're all passing away, and it's just very upsetting. not a great subject to talk about. What happened to Barbara?
Let me see here. It's she's apparently still hasn't called in.
No, that's strange.
I mean, she doesn't do anything like that on purpose.
I know.
But actually, I just asked her, you there? And then, it says that she saw the text. So she knows, obviously, what's going on and everything. So
you think she's having trouble getting through?
She would never do anything like this on purpose. So
no,
I'm going to
ask you that. Do you think she's having trouble getting through?
Trouble. It's probably phone trouble, yes. It's probably phone trouble.
So let's just leave it at that at the moment. And we'll talk to as many people as we can, and then we may cut it short if she's not around.
Actually, no. She just texted me. She says, oh, I'm sorry. My clock where I was getting ready stopped. That's what she said.
Only her. Only Barbara.
She says, so I'll be right there. You can tell everybody what happened and that I'm calling right now, and not to worry, I'm covering the birds.
Barbara. This happened. Barbara is as bad as Richard and myself. We're all so messed up. It's ridiculous.
All right. Are you ready? You want to do the first caller?
Sure.
Okay. This person's name is Filson, and I've never heard of this name before, but that's the name. Filson, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello,
Filson. Hi, Filson. What nationality is your name? It's so beautiful.
Thank you. Somalia. Somali.
Okay. I've never, ever did a reading on someone from Somalia, ever. I mean, I've done Fiji, I've done Samoan, I've done, in Hawaii, I've done a lot. But from where you're from, where are you from exactly? Where is that located?
It's the Eastern Horn of Africa.
Oh, that's why. Wow, how exciting. And you left there to come here?
Well, I wasn't born there. That's just where my parents were born.
Okay. So where are you living right now?
In Ohio.
What a big difference, huh? Have you been to that part of Africa before?
Yeah, actually, I took a trip there in 2013. I've been there for like 2 years. So.
And how did you like it?
Well, the environment and the place I liked, but I just had my own personal negative experiences while I was there, and it kind of tainted everything for me. But, yeah, the place is nice.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, how can I help you, sweetheart?
I recently am embarking on a promotion that I asked for, and I'm currently being trained for it. And my question is, how do you see that going for me?
Okay, what type of promotion? I want to know, what type of work do you do?
I work in a pharmacy facility that basically serves nursing homes. So we prepare them to be packaged and shipped to driven to their nursing home.
I feel you're going to do just great. You're going to have to brush up on certain things. You're going to have to read some more material or whatever you have to read, but you have the basics down. You have it pretty much right. So you just have to trust that and go with that and know that you're going to be okay.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay, that's good.
Do you understand? Pardon me?
I do understand. It just seems like people around me seem to be like doubting me is causing me to doubt myself, and I guess.
Okay, don't let that happen. Those are usually old bitty bodies that just want power, and they just want, to be above you. You're younger, huh?
Well, I'm 28.
That's young. And they're probably in their 40s or above, and they are just, you know, they want it to themselves. They don't want a new person coming in. So don't let it bother you. Just get up your druthers. And I was just watching Jane Fonda last night, as a matter of fact. And, you know, you got to really make it work. If you want it to work, it will work.
Okay. Well, do you see
okay.
anything coming up for me in love?
In love life, you see?
Yes.
Okay. Normally, okay, let me. I'm going to give you my phone number, which is 808-372-1816. It's a Hawaii number, but I'm in Nevada. And if you need me for a full-on reading, you can call me. As far as a love life is concerned, you don't get married till you're about 34, 35. You really haven't met the person yet. You're going to be involved with the person through friends and stuff like that. And there's a new guy coming in. I want to say the name Brian. I don't think you know him at this point or be in the name. And it's going to be a lovely relationship. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, Johnny,
thank you.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi.
Only you and me and Richard can mess up like that. I do it all the time.
My
Richard,
God.
I know, no, don't. You think I can top it? Richard had to be at the doctor like at 7 in the morning, and I woke him up at 2:45 thinking I'm looking at my watch, and I'm really not. I'm just not really. Unless it's digital, I don't know what time it is. So
he's like, I don't need
2:40.
That much time to get ready, Dale. Hilarious.
So, Richard, it's time to get up now at 6 o'clock, and it wasn't. You know.
That's funny.
And then Richard, what did I do with the? What did I do yesterday? What did I tell you yesterday?
Get
Richard?
Up.
No, I told.
Get up.
I told you a weird time. What did I tell you?
It was I think it was 2 a.m, you said 3 or the other way around. Hell, I don't know.
Well, anyway, he was supposed to be up at 6 and I
know,
anyway.
That. You know, you think that everything's always going to be fine, but the batteries, they do wear out. And it was just so weird, though, that at 4:38, that's when it happened, right? Where I think, oh, I'm right on time, da-da-da-da-da. And then Jenny's like, are you there? And when I finally checked my phone, and I was getting ready, and that was my bathroom clock, you know? I wasn't really looking at the phone, doing lotion and all. So that is hilarious, and we are so much alike by little things like that happening. But who knows? Sometimes those little things save your life.
That's true. I don't know how that would save your life right now, but it's okay. Anyway,
right.
So what's been happening in your neck of the woods, Barbie?
Oh, everything is coming together so well. I've been feeling so good since I had the silicone that was leaking into my entire body for 3 years removed and then replaced and renewed now, 7 weeks, no scars, nothing, like it never even happened. I highly recommend this surgeon. Oh,
there
my God.
You go. You remember I told you there was nothing wrong and you'd be fine?
Yes, but there was something that I had to take care of. You said it. You nailed that one. It's on air, which is amazing. We will find it and redo that episode because you did make me feel better, Dale, because I did have that scare and about the breast cancer because they sent me to all these tests because they didn't know what was wrong.
Right.
And then you
right.
have a few days where you are worried because you're waiting for the test results. And because the MRIs, they're no easy thing to really go through. I mean, you can do it.
No, they're not. Right.
Right. So, you know, were you face down?
Well, yeah, I've had MRIs. But what I do, that's a machine you go through, right?
Yes, but I was face
okay,
down.
Okay, what I
you?
Do is I put a blindfold on, and then I listen to the stereo, and then I don't pay too much attention to it.
Yeah, and, you know, I had this wonderful technician I don't know if they call themselves doctors, but he was in there, and he was so sweet. He, my shoulder was bothering me because I'm not used to being face down with that thing on the shoulder.
Uh-oh, yes. We got a problem. I got a problem with my shoulder, too.
Yeah, in that position, yes, and you have to be still for 30 minutes straight, and he came over, and he was so sweet. It was his birthday that day. It was this Asian guy, and he rubbed my shoulders. And he made me feel better and patted me on the back and said, you're doing great. And then, but that bedside manner meant so much to me, you know, and it did help.
Yeah, I have a shoulder. I have a shoulder problem because I have this tendency until I bought these shoes that don't slip on ice to fall out, fall. You know, every so often I take a spill. And I always take a spill on the same arm. So we're going to x-ray it
You're
in
going
a few weeks.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm going to
really
see
know.
What, well, I tend to think it might be arthritis, but I don't know. I've hit it so many times that, you know, if it is arthritis, I can use cortisone. I just had a cortisone shot today on my knee, and it makes me feel so much better. So that makes me feel good.
That
is
so great. So, we used to get that for our dog who had the broken leg two times in the same place where the knuckle, when she got older, it would just bulbous out and we'd get cortisone shots for her and she was then spry and walking around again and it would go down. That stuff is great.
It is. It really is. What else happened? Anything else?
Well, yes. I was sad because, okay, when Lisa Marie Presley passed away. I initially heard it too quickly, and I thought Priscilla Presley had the heart attack and passed away. And I wrote my daughter right away. She was out of town in Big Bear. And, you know, Priscilla is my daughter's name. And Priscilla Presley was one of my favorite Priscillas in my life, which there were a few, that I named her after. And the really uncanny thing is that for the last few years, my daughter's 15, she's had to dye her hair black. She knows nothing really of this Priscilla Presley, Elvis's wife, but I always just say, you remind me of Scarlett O'Hara and this Priscilla Presley, and it's weird that she always had to dye her hair black. And like you,
What did you think of the daughter? Her daughter?
And then I realized it was the daughter, and sorry, people, but I was relieved. I want Priscilla Presley. I mean, she's one of my favorite people. But Lisa Marie Scott, I'm exactly my age, okay? So, and I do know that heart attacks in women are the number one cause of women's deaths, more than breast cancer. I read that. It could have changed since I read that, but it's a big deal, and I think when you mix a lot of drugs plus alcohol, you are at high risk for it.
Yeah, that's what my friend did. She, the one, did you hear me talking about my friend in Hawaii, Marlu, that I said that I was calling and calling and calling, and I felt something wrong, and then I found out that she passed away, and it just killed me. It just, she was like, Ocean to my house. We used to have a ball together, and have so much
fun. I didn't hear.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on,
and,
Dale, I didn't hear you at the beginning of the show. I've only been here since I logged on and said hi, but I saw your Facebook post about a friend losing a friend, and I put the sorry for your loss heart emoji there.
Yeah.
So I'm so sorry for your loss, so go on about your friend.
It really hurt because you know, there's very few friends that you're really close to. And when you're that close to somebody and then they pass away, it's just like, you know, I'm just like you. I'm almost to the point where you don't want to have any friends. You know, every time you turn around, somebody dies on you, you know, or they disappear.
It's like you lose a piece of yourself. You know, you feel like there's an empty spot there. And, you know, the grief never goes away. That's what I started reading about Lisa Marie Presley, and that's one of the things she said is the grief never goes away.
No,
whatever.
Not with a child.
Not
with a child. I mean, you know, the worst thing in the world is for a mother to lose a child. She lost her son, and
Right.
And after that, she never recovered. And that guy looked a lot like Elvis on top of it, you know. So
wait,
Priscilla Presley lost her son?
I'm sorry, Johnny, what?
Did Priscilla Presley lose another child? Other than
No, she lost Lisa Marie, her daughter.
Suicide. She lost her son to suicide, and she was referring to that and the loss of her dad as well. And in an interview, and she said the grief never goes away. And when you think about it, it's true. If you think about your friend, your eyes well up with tears right away. Is that gone? No, it never will go away. And she was dealing with so much grief and some abuse with drugs. And who was she? That's what she kept saying. Who am I? She marries Michael Jackson, then she marries Nicolas Cage, and then nothing's lasting, and then she's doing her own albums, and nothing really is like me, like who am I?
Well, you know what, I don't think that she was on drugs when this happened. I mean, I just don't feel it. I just feel it was one of those things that occurred. But what got me is I heard on TV that she had two heart attacks, the first one, and they revived her. And then the second one, they did not revive her because she asked, I guess, in her will not to be revived. And I'm going, why? Maybe they could have saved her, you know?
I'm wondering at what point to not be. Is this to her family?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a clue. But I felt very bad for Lisa. You know, Lisa Marie and Chiz, what, all three kids or four kids?
Yeah. They were very close. I thought she was very cool, too, and she handled it with grace. Okay, this is me. Finally, I know who I am. I am like Graceland. This is mine, you know. And then she was, I think, so overwhelmed with joy with the movie coming out, with that wonderful acting, and they all really came together. She was happy. I'm just thinking her heart from all of the abuse before and what she was carrying on her back with the cross, with her son, feeling guilty, because when they commit suicide, your children, you would never have a day without
guilt. Oh, you're talking about her son. Well, you switch from
talking
her
about,
son
to
the dog.
Her whole life of why her heart was just couldn't take it anymore.
Well, she
was
at the Golden Globe Awards. Did you see that?
Yes, and she had to have help walking.
You noticed that, too. Who is that guy that she was with? One of her husbands?
She just looked back and she said, I'm going to grab onto your arm. No, it was like an actor. I'm going to grab onto your arm, a director or an act producer, just whoever was right there. She goes, I'm going to grab onto your arm now, and just eloquently kept walking. And he graciously did that. But later now it's come out that this person, they weren't together. It's just he was there and she needed an arm. So
she just said, she said, I need your arm. So
yes,
she did that. Right. But then when I was looking at her, you know, in the audience, I felt she don't look good. She just doesn't look good.
Very
ash. And yes. And Elvis is, that guy who played Elvis was Austin, whatever his name is. He was phenomenal in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking, did you see it?
Oh, I haven't seen it, but then I saw him on Jimmy Fallon. He did all three generations of how Elvis was speaking, and he's just a very cool guy. Wow, what great
And
cast
he did his own
was.
Singing. He did singing just like Elvis. He copied him for 2 years, and during COVID and everything, I mean, the guy deserved every award you could ever imagine.
Austin.
I can't even imagine the other movie with getting an award. I can't even, of course, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. You know, but anyway, Johnny, do we have any more callers?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Do you want to give your phone number out, Johnny?
516-531-9874. Jesse, you're live on the air. Psychic deal.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hi, this is Jesse.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Jesse.
Oh, Steffi, where are you calling from?
Jesse.
Jesse, like Jesse James or Jesse Jackson.
Hello,
Jesse.
I got it. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
How are you doing in South Carolina right now?
It's a little chilly, but it's nice.
I know. I've been to North Carolina.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Area.
Yeah, it is.
How can I help you, sweetheart?
Well, I need you to hear me out for a second. I work for entities, and we've been working together for about 7 years, and it's kind of
wait, hold it. Entities? What do you mean by entities?
They're entities. I don't know how else to describe them. They say they're from another dimension.
Oh, okay. Are you talking about UFO entities? Are you talking about people passed on entities?
No, I don't talk to people that passed on. They make me sick. These are like, I don't know, they're not human. They're like blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
Barbara, are you familiar with this?
No, I'm listening, and I want to hear more. Okay, they're blue.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us more.
It's not really a big deal working with them. They're kind of like working from people like from a different country. They communicate a little differently, and they look a little differently. But it's like, you know, it's like working with somebody. Does that make sense?
Okay, have you actually seen them?
No. I have not seen them.
How do you know they're from a different country?
Well, no, they're not from a different country. It's like working from somebody. Like, the fact that they're from a different dimension isn't really a big deal. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. It's like working from somebody from, like, a different country. You know, they communicate a little differently.
And what do these people, what do these entities tell you?
They don't really, they tell me a lot, they tell me a lot, but it's been like a 7-year relationship, but they draw through me.
They what?
Tina, can
you,
they
who
draw?
Who is the dog barking? Is that your
me?
Dog barking?
Me, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, trying to get her to stop. Tina, inside, let's go, please. Let's go, inside. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I have a dog. I have a shepherd. Okay.
She's protecting inside.
Yes, I know. I'm aware of it.
They draw through me, and first it started out like with me on the floor, you know, with one hand, and then two hands, and now they've got me sitting in a chair, dancing and drawing at the same time. So, and shapes actually come up. There's been thousands of pictures, and we've been doing this for about six and a half years now.
Do you have a website with this on it?
I do it on TikTok, and
oh,
I do it live, actually, like twice
I'm
a day.
I'm not a member
like
of TikTok, so I don't know. Okay, so you do it live, and are you getting good response?
Yes.
Wonderful.
The account I was on, it got banned because I have quite the mouth on me, but it had up to 13,000 followers, which isn't, you know, it's still kind of low, but it's decent, you know.
It's very
for
decent,
me.
Very decent. Okay, how can I help you, sweetheart?
Well, I just want to know if this is going to go anywhere. I just want to know if, like, because it's been a lot of work and a lot of effort, and I just want to know, like, am I on the right track? Am I doing the right thing? Because like working for these guys, it's like the only thing you can do. It's like 6 hours a day.
Okay, but let me just say this much is that I believe in God very strongly. And in that particular case, what you would do or what I do is if I channel information or whatever from wherever it's coming from, I always double check it, triple check it, quadruple check it, to see how real it is. You know, like if they say Joe Blow is going to pass on, I want to make sure that that entity, what they're telling me, comes to pass. Is it true?
I understand what you're saying, but you got to understand, like,
yeah.
I was an embalmer before this. I'm not some aloof, you know, crazy person. I was, you know, I was an embalmer. You know, it's been a almost seven-year relationship, and after seven years...
No, you're not letting me finish.
Okay, I apologize.
You know, okay, I understand. Being an embalmer, you want to explain that to people. When people are dead, you're embalming them, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, on the first level, I believe that if you believe that they're channeling through you and giving you correct information, then just proceed with it. The fact that what is that? Twitter. Is it Twitter?
TikTok.
TikTok. The fact that TikTok is kind of questioning you and trying to get you off, that would be a big red flag. But I would also say if you believe it, that's all that matters. And if you are helping people with it, that's all that matters.
Okay.
And where should you go with it? That's up to you. I mean, it's how far you want to go. You have to have a life. You have to make money. So it's up to you.
It doesn't work that way when you work with entities. You know, it just, they kind of keep you, you know, away. They want to keep you focused.
Well, then how are you supporting? How are you supporting yourself?
It's happening. Number one, my dad passed away and left me enough money to pursue this. Thank goodness. It just kind of all worked out. And, like, you know, it just kind of, the money comes. I don't know, like, what to say.
That's cool. It's not my cup of tea, and it's not something I'm very familiar with. But I want to wish you the best, and as long as you're helping people, I guess that's all that matters, and that's the best I can say to you.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, ma'am.
Barbara? Barbara?
Yes. Hey.
Hi.
You know what? What does working with them mean? I'll check it out. Hey, Johnny, what is their TikTok? I'm on TikTok under Bab from Seattle.
I'll send you that lady's TikTok. She's a very good friend of mine.
Check that out.
And we're going to be working together, actually, me and her. So, yes.
That sounds interesting. That's cool.
We're going to be working together.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of anything like that? But I don't even know. Like, working with
Well,
them, like,
you
what's
know, like,
the end result?
I'm a big believer in God. And to me, you know, I channel information from people who have passed on, and I channel, and I have been able to prove and validate the information. As long as she can do that, fine, keep on going. But, you know, if not, then something's really wrong. So
I want to work with my entities because I've had several, but I got rid of three evil ones.
What happens. Sometimes the evil comes in and does weird things.
But now they're not evil. But I still feel a few of them going by, especially when I'm in a certain spot. And I feel like there are entities around. I do believe in it, and
well,
I believe
there
in God
are,
as well
but,
as Jesus.
I mean, it's, like I said, it's not my cup of tea. And I deal more with reality, and I deal more with, you know, information that I get from a higher power. So, I mean, but that's my choice. I'm not saying her choice is wrong. I'm not saying your choice is wrong. I'm just saying it's not for me.
I'm going to check it out. I don't know why Johnny doesn't want to give his really close friend a shout out and tell us what is this TikTok so we can go.
No,
what
I'll
is
tell
it?
You. I mean, give me a second here.
All right.
He'll tell you off air, okay?
If you don't want to give the plugs out, fine.
I'll give it to you. I'll give it.
I'm just curious.
I'll give it to you off the air, okay?
Off the air, he will give it to you, Barbara. Okay, Johnny, do we have another person?
Yes, we do. Esther, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello, ladies.
Esther.
How are you?
Oh, we're fine. You've got to be for Beth East.
I'm from New York.
That's right. Because, I mean, I know that accent. Like, I was born in Jersey.
Thank you, darling.
So I know that accent, and I miss the accent. I really miss it a lot. I mean, I used to go around saying I walk and I talk and I come from New York. I mean, you know, it's just I had living in California, had to change my whole identity of the way I speak. But anyway, are you from Manhattan or where?
I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, the Bronx. Oh, very familiar with that area. How can I help you?
Yeah. Oh, my love life is in shambles. I need help.
Oh, girl, okay. That's because you're so darn fussy. You, at first, you start trusting everybody. Anybody you get involved with, you trust. And then they screw you over and you don't know why. That's because you're trusting the wrong people. That's what's happening.
Oh, okay.
I hope they're not from the Bronx. That's the problem.
No.
A lot of time. Are you going to meet someone else? Yes, you are. And,
oh, thank God.
Well, tell us some of your mishappenings.
I've been with a guy about 10 years, but his friends, his female friends' influence is ridiculous.
Wait. We want to hear it. We have nothing else better to do. Go ahead. Spill your guts, as they would say in Hawaii.
Okay, first it was his mom. His mom didn't like me, you know. But, yeah, his mom didn't like me, but she don't mind accepting the gifts that I give, right? But
how
she would talk bad about me. Yeah, she would talk bad about me behind my back. I found that out. And his female friends didn't care for me too much, I guess because I was blocking their way of getting to them. I don't know. But
wasn't there
an age difference?
Was there an age difference between you and him?
Between him and I? Yes.
Yes.
I'll be 60 next year, and he'd be 56.
That's not very much. Okay. He didn't have enough guts to stand up and tell them, this is the woman I care about. This is the woman I want to be with. He just listened to whatever they had to say, and it was all wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well.
That's what I see it. So, but you deserve better than that.
Yeah, I do. I do. I just didn't like the way the thing went down, though. Sure.
Let me ask you something crazy. I got two things coming to my mind that seem to be very crazy. First, I get balloons, like a party or a birthday or a coming out. Do you have an idea what the balloons are?
Uh-uh.
I guess, do we have anybody's birthday coming up?
Mine? Well, it's my mother's first and then mine.
What date?
She's in March. She's an Aries.
So am I. Okay, I'm Pisces Aries. Okay. And so when I see balloons, that means a birthday is approaching. And that you've got to take heed to the birthday. When's your birthday?
Mine's is on the 21st of April.
Oh, you're on the cusp of Aries and Taurus.
Yeah, I get that
correct?
A lot.
Oh, boy. That's a rough one.
Yeah,
I know. Aries is,
that's why my mother
Aries
and I used to clash.
I believe that. Well, I'm Pisces Aries, which is water and fire. So my water puts out my fire. So, I mean, when I get mad, you know, that type of thing. But I saw balloons, and I also came up with the name Leo. I know it's so old-fashioned and so weird, but why would I come up with the name Leo?
My brother is a Leo.
Oh, I see. All right, he's a Leo. Why do we have to pay attention to him? Because there is guns surrounding Leo. Or there's something going on there that's not kosher.
Yeah, he's going through something. Yeah, he is. He really is.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's why I'm a
psychic. You hit it on the nose.
Yeah, I know. I pick up these things. And, you know, so you got to watch out for him. And you got to take care of him some way, somehow. Is that possible?
Oh, he's a hard head child.
Well, that boy's going to jail if he don't straighten up.
Well, I hope so. We've been praying for him. Well, I haven't. My mother has. I gave up on him because we've been knocking boots like we shouldn't be. So I try to keep my distance with him.
That's a good
idea.
Because
I know if I do, I'll probably be the one to go to jail.
No, No, you're not going to jail, but please just stay very far away from him, okay? He can be very dangerous at times. So, you know, I would say if you have to turn him in, turn him in. That's the best way to handle it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But we just try to keep our business with him from now, so we've been doing pretty good.
Okay. What do you need to know, sweetheart?
Is my love life getting any better?
Oh, God, yes. You have two or three new men coming in. One, the name is John. I'm also picking up a weird name of Ralph, Ralphie.
My goodness.
I don't know why I'm picking. Do you know that person?
Mm-mm. No, I sure don't.
Okay,
not
good.
At all.
One is of a different color.
Okay.
Very nice, very sweet, very kind. And give him a chance. Things will work out. That's the best I can tell you. And it looks to me you might be looking at marriage within 5 years.
Really? Wow, my mother would be happy.
I know she would.
Yeah.
Okay. If you need me
Thank
any
you
further.
Thank you so much.
No problem. My number is 808-372-1816 if you need me. And also I have a website, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com.
Okay. I'm going to definitely look into it.
Please tell people about the show, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, and y'all have
thank
a blessed
you.
One.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I love that reading. You gave her many, detailed points that, I mean, she was amazed by. And then the names. I love it. I hope that when you
I know,
names,
I love when
come up with names.
I love when that happens, when we because I'm from back east, I get a lot of that from back east, and I really get into it real heavy.
Oh, I want to
connect it so well.
Sorry.
What, Johnny?
Oh, well, you asked for the lady's TikTok, and I can give it. It's S-A-N-S.
No, Dale said no now. You were too. No. Dale has a vision on her show with us this evening on Psychic Friday. And it's up to you, Dale. What do you say?
No. Okay. So let's talk about
that. And no is a full sentence. I've been doing a lot of researching. And no is a full sentence.
No.
What? No.
I was trying to think of the word. Joey says it on Sex and the City when she goes, no, and there's that sign that's after no. I can't.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's called silence. It's silence, and it's very powerful. In fact, Johnny and I, what was it yesterday? We just did a 30-minute show on narcissism, and we had another good show. Yes. Hey, if I can't be candid on Life After Happiness and talk about things that are going on in my life, how are we going to really help anybody throughout the week besides Psychic Dale Shear, of course, on Fridays? But fun. You guys should take a listen.
Okay.
That's true. That sounds like a lot of fun. What, Johnny?
All right, I'll give her the TikTok off the air then.
All right, you don't have to say that, Johnny. We got it. You've told us three times.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were on to the next subject anyway. Okay, so, hey, Dale, are you ready for another caller?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Nancy, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. He cut off. Who is this?
Hello. This is Nancy. It's nice to talk to you.
Nancy.
Thank you for taking my call.
Where are you calling from?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Wow, we're getting from all over the United States. Okay. How's... I heard there's been some tornadoes and weird weather there, huh?
That's par for the course. So
God, I believe that. Why do you live there?
Well, that's a long story. Can I leave?
Oh, okay.
Do you see me leaving?
I hope so, because, you know, that's one area that gets hit all the time. It's unbelievable. Totally unbelievable.
Yeah.
And
we've got earthquakes now, too, so it's really been fun.
What? You have earthquakes, too? You also have tornadoes as well, right?
Yep. Yeah, all sorts of crazy.
Girl, I'd have my bags packed, and I'd be on my way out of there if you could find another place that you like.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. I you know, it's funny. I've just been feeling like everything's been blocked lately, like everything, romance, work, everything, and I'm just wondering if you see anything, any openings. I don't care in what area, just any openings.
You mean of a place that you could live?
Well, you know, just change. I feel very stagnant.
I feel in the next few weeks or months, you're going to just pick up and know what you want to do, and you're just going to float around the universe and decide, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there.
Okay.
Now, why am I picking up New Orleans? Is there a reason why I'm picking up New Orleans?
No, there's no specific reason. I've been there once. I enjoyed it, but no specific reason.
Okay, that's one area I can see you possibly living. You need to get out of where you're at right now is the problem. And that's what's blocking you. It's just so much stuff is going in. It's unreal. I definitely feel you need a different area. North Carolina, South Carolina is good. One of those areas.
Okay.
So if you can, what type of work are you doing?
I work in nonprofits.
In what?
I work for nonprofits.
I see. Would you be able to transfer to a different place?
No, I'd have to have a different job.
Okay, go look for a different job first. Try North Carolina, South Carolina. See if you can find another job. The cost of living in North and South is pretty cheap.
Can I ask, is it really the place? Because I've been trying to figure out what is.
It's the place.
I'm trying to figure out where it is the place.
It is the place. It's very, for some reason, very negative in that area where you're living. So you need to get out of that negativity. And the minute you get away and go to somewhere else, you'd be fine.
Okay.
That's all it is. It's nothing more than that. Because there's new people that you'd meet and new things you'd do. And, you know, I've been to North Carolina. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's a lot cheaper than living in a lot of places, you know. So check it out. That's important for you, okay?
Okay. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. That helps.
Okay, Barbara. Barbara, would you talk for a while? I'm losing my voice because it's getting very dry in here.
Okay. Yes. No problem.
In fact, we had
our
1 degree.
Now you're talking
morning.
Again, Dale. You can't help yourself. Okay. You rest your voice, take a sip of water, and you can come back. You have plenty of time to hear your next thought. But wow, everybody, now you can see why Psychic Dale Scheer is our number one psychic. We have her every Friday night. But in the meantime, you can always get a hold of her throughout the week and book your own private session, one-on-one, with one of the 100 best psychics in the United States, probably world. They always say that about a great person.
I mean to tell you something, Barbara.
Got
Harry's book. I've been reading it.
Oh, wow. I saw him on a talk show, a late night talk show. Jimmy Fallon, the other guy. Okay. He was really funny.
Yeah.
Really good.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Yes, and he's likable. Well, I don't even think it was him. I saw him on many, I don't know, many things lately, and
yeah,
he's likable.
His book is called Spare. It's a little bit hard to get through because it's very British. And unless you learn a lot of the places in Britain, it's hard, you know. But
right.
I'm getting the drift of it all. And so far, the main problems that he's having is his mother, Diana, dying and him not getting over it and going through hell over it. And, you know, that's what's happening.
Being so numb and then smack, boom, right in his face is it. The situation. And okay, here's my thing about Megan. She got a lot of backlash and everybody was picking on her so much every single day. That would be hard. But analyzing her and watching her as an individual, there is a part of her that really likes all of it. And every single nuance, every blink of the eye, every eye dart, every fixing the zipper or looking out the window, or every huff, puff, word, every single thing is thought out and known. I really don't feel a realness from her, but it makes for good television. I mean, it's a guilty pleasure.
she's an actress, but on top of that, I think she's changed, Barbara. She's married. She has two kids. She's very devoted to the children. She's understanding Harry. And I think you have to read the book. She's understanding Harry, what he's gone through with his mother and with the press in Britain. And he doesn't want it to happen to her. And she's, you know, she's happy living in the U.S. And he seems happy being in the U.S. And he loves his children, but he's gone through hell and back. And he is trying to get his life in order. He doesn't want his family to dislike him, and he's trying to make friends with them, but I don't know if that'll happen. But, I mean, all I do know is she's just, because she's part black, because she is was divorced, because she was an actress and an American, they don't like her.
Well, I think they don't like her because she was standing out and she was getting all the attention. I mean, she's gorgeous
well,
and
so
beautiful. She's not annoying to look at. I mean, you want to look at her. She has the perfect nose, the lips, the teeth, her face, this little looks. And I mean, she really is a beautiful thing to look at. We've already talked about
yes,
that on the show. So that helps. And I think there was jealousy. I really think.
Yes.
That there was jealousy over her, not even, oh, she's black and she's new and she's an American. If she went in there and she was some not so attractive American gawky, you know, you've been on a show for a while, yeah, big deal, person, they wouldn't have cared. And she would have worn the hats and fit in, and that would have been her place, and her dream would have come true. But
Barbara,
that's not the case.
Barbara, let me put this on you. Would you like to be in London and have to go by their rules and you're not allowed to say anything? You're not allowed to show emotion? You're not allowed to do anything except for what they tell you to do? Would you be acceptance of that?
That depends on a person, the way they're raised. I have been raised to be able to be a robot. It would have been easy. Yes, I could have slipped right into that role quite easily.
Oh.
But in the background, I would have probably been manipulating in ways to get out of all of those things because I want to go party and have fun. Where are these people? I mean, do those people get kicked out? Because that'd be me. Like, hello, I'm not getting up early. I got to go here again and there again and take the jet. But, you know,
That's my point.
What about
she was more like that. She didn't want to be told what to do. And I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I don't like to be told what to do. I want to make up my own mind.
Americans.
Yeah, right or wrong or indifferent, I want to make up my own mind.
Exactly. So that was probably very hard to just step into. And, oh, well, I didn't get any prep. Well, yeah, but why don't you go look at how are you supposed to go in before the queen? Why don't you go take a little mini course on how to curtsy? I mean, at least enjoy it to the fullest on that part of it. Learn about
it. Oh, she did all that. She spent time with the great queen. She brought her baby to the queen. No, she did all that. That wasn't
all right.
The issue. Don't forget the queen. The queen has her own set of rules, and she listens to whatever the family says, and that's why she got along so well, because she was able to do all that stuff, and she was bred for that.
Well, that's cool. And the queen, and I loved her, and that is all good with her wonderful reign and her life. And wow, and that's wonderful. This is a big upset to the whole royal being and the insides of, are they abusive? Do they not care about your mental health? I mean, these are big issues. So this isn't dying. This isn't going away. And after seeing interviews, I think they're more of a likable couple. You know, just like,
they love
you
each
know,
other
people
very
have
much.
And here is the main thing, just to see that he really is happy. He really seems, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, now what is he going to do? He wants to probably be back where he was. I don't think so. I think he is really happy in California, genuinely happy. So that's
fine. Yeah, he
fine.
Wants to be able to visit his parent, you know, his father and whoever. But, you know, not Megan. What's her name, the other girl?
Oh, yeah. Like a Caroline type mm-hmm. princess. Kate.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. Yeah, Kate is the one that's kind of like was bred for all this as well. And
exactly.
Yeah, so she and Megan just don't get along. I'm sorry, I do believe, because I'm watching Oprah, when they asked, what color is your child going to be? I think that's so wrong. That's just so a baby is a baby. It doesn't matter what color it is. And
that is a very, like a dig question. It's not appropriate.
Correct. Very not appropriate. And it's
and
like.
Who asked this, Dale? I don't know.
Well, she said a couple of people in the family asked it.
But they won't know the exact person in
no.
the family, though. They won't. Is it in the
no,
book?
They won't.
You tell me, Dale, after you're done reading Harry's book, Spare, you tell me if it's fixable. Okay? Then we'll talk.
It may be a while, but that's it. Okay,
okay.
Johnny, I think we might have for one more.
Okay, this is Amy. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scher.
Hello, hi.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, how can I help you? Very familiar with that area.
I have a question about my health.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get a liver biopsy.
Mm-hmm. Can you say why? Was there drinking?
They don't
drinking?
Know why. No.
Okay. Who's ordering the liver biopsy?
The gastroenterologist doctor.
A lot of times they do those things to protect themselves from legal or lawsuits. So you might want to get a second opinion. I don't see anything really wrong with you.
Okay.
I mean, you might want to go another one and see what they say. What symptoms is going on? What's happening?
I don't have anything. They picked this up on lab work, and then I got a second lab work, and it did drop some, but it still wasn't, I guess, to the right level that it should be.
Okay, how about you get a third one and a fourth one, and maybe it'll drop even further and use a different lab.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't see any. Why bring up stuff that may not be? And there's no real issue with you that I can see, but I'm not a doctor. I mean, if you want to go get this stuff, you get it. But
yes,
whatever it is, I feel like you'll be fine. And do you know the liver is very repairable, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. Can I
okay.
call you for consultation for
sure?
for more details.
Yes, tomorrow would be better, later in the day. Where are you living? I'm sorry.
Pennsylvania.
Okay, I'm familiar with that because I was born in Jersey. In the evening would be good, if you could. And my number is 808-372-1816. And look at my website. Check me out, which is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
Okay, sweetie. Don't worry. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Dale. Thank you.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
bye.
Ma'am.
Great.
Okay. Barbara.
I'm glad Amy knows and everybody else knows where to find you, Dale. And your website again, daleshears.com. And
yes.
Once again, everybody, here is Dale's direct line, 808-372-1816. That's amazing. You have a wonderful caller from Life After Happiness calling you tomorrow for a private consultation. I mean, these people
need
you, Dale.
Yeah, no, Barbara, I need to say this. Someone called yesterday, and they gave me their phone number, and they said, can I do a reading? And I said, later, but I lost their phone number. So if they're listening, I wish they would call back because I lost their number. So
okay,
I would appreciate
they're listening.
It.
Hopefully they will eventually get back to you. So thank you.
Okay.
That was a great show.
Aloha, Barbara.
Wonderful.
And Johnny. Aloha.
Mm-hmm. Aloha, Dale, and aloha, Richard. And you guys have a wonderful
aloha.
And
oh, I might say this. This Sunday, they're having the Big Eddy surf. Well, you know, Richard, can you explain Big Eddy?
Spaghetti?
No. Oh, Big Eddy. never mind. Okay, the waves would
no.
be very high, and they only have it once in a while, and there's shirts that are printed up that say, Eddie would go. So sometimes they're 30, 40 feet, and this guy, that's how he died, the Big Eddie, and he would go into the waves, and he'd go for it. And so they have a contest, and they're having one this Sunday in Hawaii,
what?
And I'm so sorry I'm going to miss it because I love photographing it.
Oh, yeah. These waves are incredible. And I never heard that Big Eddie story. That's so cool. And I'm sure when Richard's like, oh, yeah, that's right, he'll remember. Oh, Big Eddie.
Well, it's actually called Eddie Would Go. Eddie Would Go.
Hmm.
So that's what they're trying to. But what's the name of that?
Let's encourage Jeff by
Eddie I. Cal.
It's a big wave surf. They have it once every
minute,
4 or 5 years.
It's Eddie Ical. It's a big wave surf, and they have it once four or five years. Okay?
Okay. Wow.
It's the only time waves get that big. Of course, I've seen them go 40, and it's crazy. I almost killed myself trying to get to it.
It's going to be an amazing day, and, hey, if you haven't heard of it, check it out, everybody. Wow, cool. You always have something fun for people to do and look and observe and think about. So we really value you, Psychic Dale Shear. Thank you again for a wonderful Psychic Friday
night.
Thank
you, Johnny, for getting all the people. I really appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Aloha.
Yeah.
Aloha.
Good night, everyone.
He sounds so sexy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he is a sexy 94-year-old.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
Okay.